Those hit hardest get no bailout. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Taxpayers' bailout money for AIG bonuses has rightfully provoked a massive backlash against American International Group, that's AIG, Wall Street, also President Barack Obama and his economic advisors, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and Larry Summers. The U.S. public now owns 80% of AIG. The outrage is bipartisan. This is Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley.
The first thing that would make me feel a little bit better towards them, if they'd follow the Japanese example and come before the American people and take that deep bow and say, I'm sorry, and then either do one of two things, resign or go commit suicide.
New York State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo has just released details on the bonuses, exposing AIG's ridiculous claim that they're retention bonuses aimed at keeping key employees, since 11 of those who receive bonuses of $1 million or more are no longer employed by AIG. These AIG millionaires may need to return their unearned millions. Congress may pass a tax law aimed just at them, taxing their bonuses at 100%. But will the outrage help those who've been hardest hit by the economic meltdown? Will the hundreds of millions of dollars in various stimulus packages and bailouts find its way to regular people who are trying to get by? Or will it go only to corporations deemed too big to fail, leaving behind millions of people who are apparently small enough to fail? The Center for Social Inclusion has just issued a report on the economic meltdown and how best to solve the problem. It links race to the lack of opportunity and to the prevalence of the notorious subprime mortgages that triggered the economic crisis. This is CSI Executive Director Maya Wiley.
We have to stimulate equality in order to stimulate the economy.
Access to education, transportation, housing, and a clean environment give people a firm footing to respond to crisis and to succeed. Noting that shovel-ready stimulus jobs and construction will disproportionately favor those who are already in that industry, predominantly white males, this is what Maya Wiley is pushing for.
We must have community benefits agreements for construction jobs. We must ensure that when the government has construction contracts, it ensures that low-income people, people of color, women, are going to have their fair share of those jobs. And we must ensure that the way transit dollars, that, well, I should say transportation dollars get spent, go to transit and really go to the smart projects that are going to connect people who need jobs to places where there are jobs.
The group United for a Fair Economy also highlights the racial wealth divide, noting that 24% of blacks and 21% of Latinos are in poverty versus 8% of whites. In the corporate world, we're seeing the highest executive pay and the biggest bailouts in history. CEO pay is 344 times that of the average worker, United for a Fair Economy points out. Prevailing wisdom posits that freeing up credit will save the economy. Thus, these huge banks need hundreds of billions of dollars in taxpayer bailouts. But the crisis was initially caused by defaults on subprime mortgages. One option at the outset would have been to support the distressed homeowners, helping them avoid foreclosure. Again, Maya Wiley of the Center for Social Inclusion.
35% of subprime mortgage holders were actually eligible for prime rate loans. 35%. So imagine if we had had a financing system where people actually fairly got the loans that they should get. Most of those were people of color. And even when you look at the expansion of the subprime industry, a lot of it was around the fact that communities of color didn't have fair access to credit.
The banks and the mortgage lenders push bad loans on poor and minority borrowers. The NAACP has just filed lawsuits against Wells Fargo and HSBC, alleging systematic institutionalized racism in subprime home mortgage lending. The banks bundled the bad loans into securities and sold them, then created derivatives based on these securities that are impossible to understand, let alone value. AIG insured the investment banks against potential losses from these complex derivatives. The U.S. Treasury then bailed out banks along with AIG. AIG then paid tens of thousands of its bailout money to the very large banks that already receive billions in bailout funds, Bank of America and Goldman Sachs. Yet despite the hundreds of billions being siphoned off by these megabanks, we're told the credit market is still frozen. Many European banks also receive funds this way, including Swiss bank UBS, which offers secret bank accounts that allow the richest Americans to avoid taxes. In effect, beleaguered U.S. taxpayers are bailing out wealthy U.S. tax dodgers. Obama has surrounded himself with financial advisors who are too cozy with Wall Street, like Summers and Geithner. It's time to direct the stimulus to the people who need it, to those whose tax dollars are funding it. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.